This is the Gaza Dispatch audio briefing for July 27, 2026. Here are the key source-backed developments from today's edition. 1. Israeli forces storm multiple West Bank towns. Settler violence worsens. At least 20 West Bank towns and villages have been raided, with homes demolished and dozens of Palestinians arrested. This was reported by Al Jazeera. 2. Israeli settlers set fire to mosques, cars, and farmland in West Bank, Palestinians say. The latest attacks come 2 days after a clash between settlers and Palestinians near the village of Tal, which left 4 Palestinians and 2 Israelis dead. This was reported by BBC News. 3. Netanyahu accuses Mamdani of fomenting hate in calls for PM's arrest. Israeli Prime Minister says ICC's war crime charges are bogus and plans to be in New York for UN gathering this fall. Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday that Zohran Mamdani, the New York City mayor, is fomenting hate by calling the Israeli Prime Minister a war criminal who should be arrested over. This was reported by The Guardian. 4. Students' staff work to bring the Islamic University of Gaza back to life. The university is looking to continue educating Palestinians amid Israel's genocidal war on Gaza. This was reported by Al Jazeera. 5. BBC speaks to Palestinians targeted by Israeli settlers. Israeli settlers set fire to 2 mosques, as well as cars and agricultural land in the occupied West Bank, Palestinian officials say. This was reported by BBC News. 6. Home Office blocking evacuation of dozens of women and children from Gaza. Refugee family reunions in limbo, despite Foreign Office saying it is ready to get people out of war-torn territory. This was reported by The Guardian. For the full source-backed dispatch, read the July 27, 2026 Gaza edition at dispatches.thebluefernco.com.